The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parasha is Parashas Kisovai. Amongst the various mitzvahs which are recorded in this parasha, it is commonly known as the parasha of the Techochais, the rebukes, where Moshe rebukes the people and he tells them what's going to happen to them if they don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, and all of the, heaven forbid, the klolos, all of the bad things that will happen to them during the time of the golos. But we also have to realize that it's also even more important, perhaps, or I wouldn't say more important, but more pleasant, it's also the parsha of the brachos. Because before Moshe tells them all of the bad things that will happen to them if they don't listen, he tells them the good things that will happen to them if they do listen. So let's dwell on those this evening. This is in Perek Chof Ches, beginning with Pasuk Aleph. V'hoyo im shema tishma bekol Hashem elokecha. And if you will surely listen to the voice of Hashem. Lishma lasis is kol mitzvesov. Asher aneichem etzavcha ayom. To guard and to do all of the mitzvahs, which I am commanding you today. Unesoncha Hashem elokecha elyon al kol goyi ha'oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will place you on top, higher than all of the nations of the world. And all of these brachas will come, and they'll come to you. You won't have to pursue them, they will pursue you. If you listen to the words of Hashem. And then the Torah carries on. Now, it begins by saying, if you will listen to the voice of Hashem Elokecha. The Balaturim brings that's gematri ledibrei Torah or ledibrei Chachomim. What does it mean if you listen to what Hashem is telling you? Where does Hashem tell us something? If you will listen to what is in the Torah and what our sages teach us, this is how we hear the call of Hashem, the voice of Hashem. The Gemara brings in Baba Basra, in Perek HaMechra Sasfino, Daf Peches Omed Beis, Sof Omed Beis, and the beginning of Peites Omed Aleph. We have two places in the Torah where we have the brachas and the klolos, blessings and, heaven forbid, curses. One place is here, and the other was in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Bechukesai. In Bechukesai, if you will walk in my statutes, and so forth, Teilechu, and so on. In Parshas Vayikra, Bechukesai, excuse me, in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Bechukesai, those brachas in the converse was said by Hashem, the Almighty. In this parsha, the brachas and the converse is said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Devarim is known, this Sefer is known as Mishnah Torah. Moshe reviews over much of the Torah. There's a basic difference between them. And the Gemara points this out here in Baba Basra. Bamar Ablevi, Bo, Urei, Shalei, Kemiris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miris, Bosav Adom. Levi said, come and see the difference between a person who is earthly, flesh and blood, and Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu Beirach Yisrael Be'esrim Ushtayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed Klal Yisrael with 22. What is referring here is with 22 letters, the entire Aleph Beis. Bikilalan Bishmeina. And he only cursed them with 8 letters. Where do we see this? Birchon Be'esrim Ushtayim Mi'im Bechukaisai Ad Kamimius. The bracha is not in our parsha, but in Bechukaisai starts with the word im Bechukaisai, starts with an aleph. And it ends with komim yus, with a tof. So we see it's an aleph to a tof. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went over the whole aleph base. That's 22 letters. Kilolon, the curses on the other hand, were only 8 letters. It starts v'im b'chukaisai leisei lechu. If you will not walk in my statutes, it starts with above. V'im b'chukaisai timosu, and it ends goalo nafshom with a mem. So it goes from vav to mem. Vav, zayin, ches, tes, yud, chof, lamed, mem is 8 letters. Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed them with the whole 22 letters of the alphabet, that covers everything, and the curses were only 8 letters. V'ilamayisha Rabbeinu, Moshe, in our Sedra, Birchon Bishmona, he blessed them with 8 letters, V'kilalan Be'esim V'shtayim, and the curses run 22 letters, just the opposite. Birchon Bishmona, where do we get the calculation of 8 letters? Because it starts V'hoya im shema tishma, so it starts with a vav. And if you look at where the brachas end, it ends ad l'obdom. Ends with a mem. That's the last word, the last letter of the brachas. So it goes from vav to mem, which are 8 letters. The kilolon, and if you look into the kloleis, esri mushtaim, V'hoya im leisishma, it starts with a vav, and it ends with ve'en koneh, that's the end of the techoches, with a hey. So it starts with a vav, goes all the way to the end of the alphabet, starts again to the vav, to the, that's 22 letters, the entire alphabet. It's not that necessarily that each posuk begins with the aleph of the base of the gimel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to start the brachas with an aleph and to end with a tof, because he wanted to give them all of the brachas, give us all of the brachas. While the klolas, there now he only starts with a vav and ends with a mem. It's just 8. And Moshe Rabbeinu just the opposite. He starts with a vav and ends with a mem, which was, no, he starts with an aleph and ends with a he starts, Moshe starts with a vav, yeah, no, with a vav, and he ends with a mem, which is 8. And in the brachas, he starts with a vav, and he goes all the way down to hey, in other words, making a circle through the whole aleph beis, 22 letters. The Rishbam brings Shakorish Boch Urachmon Ubirchose Meruba Mik Kilolosai. Korish Boch is a compassionate, and therefore his brochas far outweighs the not brochas. Aval Odom Kilolosai Meruba Mibirchose. But a person is just the opposite. So this is even Moshe, that was such a great person and gave his life for Klal Yisrael, still. The way he gave the brachas and the klolos was just the opposite. Now, it states, it starts by saying, we won't be able to expound on all of these brachas, but we'll do on some. V'hoyim shema tishma b'kol Hashem elakecho. if you will listen to the voice of Hashem. Shemoa Tishma is a double language. Vohaya im Shemoa Tishma. It should say merely Vohaya im Tishma. What's the double language? You shall hear twice. The Gemara brings in Masechet Sukkah, in Perek Lulav Va'arova. Just have to find it here. And Daf Mem Zayin, Sof Amud Aleph, and then Reish Amud Beis. One minute. No, excuse me. Mem Vov, Sof Amud Aleph, and Reish Amud Beis. Amud Abzeira Vitema Chanina Bar Papa. Reb Zera said, and some said it was Chanina bar Papa. Boy or a shalek midas hakodesh baruch hu midas bos of Adam. Come and see, again, the difference between Hashem, God, and the human being. Bos of Adam, a human being, kli reikon machzik, mole eina machzik. In the earthly world, an empty vessel you can fill up. A full vessel you cannot fill up. Now this is the same thing with it runs through everything. There's only so much you can fill up. Empty vessel, you fill up. Full vessel, you cannot. This is why people get tired of doing things. They say, I've had my fill. Look, enough. People go into business after 50, 60 years, enough. People go to university. Now's the time to leave. I've had enough. Everything is enough. Athletes play. It's a big thing when they're 15, 20, 25, 30. After a while, like one lady wrote, why do men think that they can run full speed into a wall and nothing will happen to them? After a while, enough. Good. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but by Hashem it's just the opposite. Mole machzik, reikon eino machzik. When it comes to Hashem, His teaching of Torah, the fuller the vessel is, the more it'll be able to hold. The emptier the vessel is, the less it'll be able to hold. B'hoya im shema tishma, bim lav leisishma. If you will listen to my words, if you will listen to my Torah, listen, im shamar tishma, if you will listen twice. In other words, the more you listen and the more you learn, then the more you will be able to listen and to learn. The less you've listened and the less you've learned, then the less you will be able to learn. Just the opposite. If the vessel is full, you will be able to learn even more. Fills up the vessel more, you'll be able to learn even more. There's no end to it. If the vessel is not full, you will not be able to learn. Rashi says, Im shema tishma, im hurgolas lishmaya. If you've listened good to the Divrei Torah, you've studied good, os tishma tuchal lilmai lahisif, then you will be able to carry on even further. Bim lav, shleitish eisen bi alduscha lishmaya. But you haven't learned, leitishma lachesman. You will not be able to carry on and learn. That's one drosha. Dover acher, something else we learn from here. Im shamoa bi yoshon tishma bechodesh. If you will, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to other things, there's only so many times you can learn them. And after that, you've learned it. When it comes to Torah now, the more you learn the old Torah, which you've already learned, machse al tamudcha shishamato. Tishma bechodosh, then you will see new things in the old Torah all of the time. Tishachem ba'ilohovim dvorim chadoshim miteich dvorim yishonim. Bimifne levovcho shuv leitishma. But if you do not go back over the old Torah which you have learned, lishai shama shalamadeto kvar melach sholov shuv leitishma. Then you will not see anything new in it, and even your new, you will not see new in. In other words, when you go back and you review what you've once learned, you could have learned it yesterday or 2 days ago, you could have learned it last year, you could have learned it many years ago. The more you will go back, and the more you will learn, Shema Tishma, the more Chidushim, the more new Torah, new principles, new concepts, you will find in your old Torah. But in love, if not, you will not find new concepts there, and you will not find new concepts in the new Torah either. Why is this? Because Torah is infinite. It's not like something else, which has a beginning and an end. It's infinite. And the more you learn, the deeper you come into the Torah. The deeper you come into the Torah, the greater the Chidushim are. Like in the deeper water, the more jewels are found in the deeper water. But you have to be able to come into that deep water. So this is what is meant, im shema tishma, im lav leisishma. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said, refers to in Sefer Mishlei. The Sefer Mishlei, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. Im tevakshenu hakosev, vechamat monim tachbesenu. If you will search for Torah, like one searches for silver, and one searches for hidden treasures, oz tovin yiras Hashem, then and only then you'll understand the fear of Hashem, vidas, and the knowledge elakim timtzo, and you will find knowledge of Hashem. In other words, if you search for it, how do you search for it? You keep going into it and over and over and over. Then you will understand Hashem, and the das of Hashem you will find, the knowledge of Hashem you will find. Ki Hashem yitein chokhma, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives the wisdom. Mipiv das usfuna, and from his mouth he gives knowledge and understanding. And he reveals his wisdom to those that search for it, like one searches for silver and gold and hidden treasures. When someone searches for hidden treasures, he's digging, he digs, and so on. Doesn't dig a little here and then go someplace else and dig a little there. So this is what is meant, im shama atishma. We mentioned many times, the Gemara says, in Adema, you cannot compare someone who has studied something 100 times to someone who has studied something, the same thing 101 times. Each time, he will not only review it better, he will find what it was referring to, chodesh, chadoshim, new concepts, new principles that he didn't see before. The Medrash Rabbah brings on this posuk in Perek Zayin Os Aleph. Omer Reb Yudin, Kol mi shishemeya bekol shateir be'elam azeh, zolcha lishmai ba'esa kol. Whoever will listen, in other words, he will study, listen to the words of Torah, to the what the Torah tells us. He will study that Torah, in this world. He will be zeiche, he will merit, to hear that same voice of Torah in the next world. And that's what Yirmiyahu refers to, kol soson v'kol simcha, kol choson v'kol kalo, kol eimer haidu. He refers to all of these songs and the voices of joy and the voices of happiness, the voices of a choson, the voices of the kalo, the voices, the sounds which give praise to Hashem. The Gemara brings that there's a parallel between this and the Torah, because it states that when the Torah was given, it was also given by Hamisha Kolis. It was given with five great thundering sounds that came into the world. So this is referring to the next world. So whoever who labors and listens closely, studies carefully Torah in this world, this is what he will hear in the next world. Omer le'Moshe l'Yisrael. So therefore, Moshe said to Israel, "Ha'il v'chol mi shishemei le'divrei Torah kachu misraim em bebeis elomais." If this is what happens to someone that listens to Torah, someone who studies Torah, he's uplifted in both worlds. Have zehirim lishmei divrei Torah. Therefore, you must be very, very careful to listen to the Torah, and that's why he says here, "V'hoyim shema tishma bekol Hashem alakecho." That's why he is telling the people here that you should be very, very careful, Shema Tishma, to listen to the Divrei Torah. And it seems like he's referring to a double listening, because if you listen here, you'll hear there. Then it states, Unesoncha Hashem, that's in the next Pasuk. Yeah, I'm just got to turn the pages here. I got it. The next pasuk states, "Unesoncha." Well, this is in the same pasuk. If you will listen to the Kol Hashem, "Unesoncha Hashem elakecha elyoin al kol gayir oretz." Kodesh Baruch Hu will make you and your nation the leading nation in the world, on top. All of the nations of the world will look up to you. Medrash says on that, something quite interesting, says, Torah is compared to a number of different things, but we'll dwell on one. It's compared to shemen, to fine oil, as it states, shemen turak shemecho in Shir HaShirim. This was a fine oil when the ksuvim, the writings, refer to a fragrant oil, they're actually referring to what we call perfume, because perfume is a mixture of oils and spices. And this is what this was. But the shemen, the Gemara says the tev sheba shemen, the best of the oil is the olive oil. And that's one of the fruits that in this week's parsha you would bring bikurim on, the first fruits were brought from the olives. Its greatest product was the olive oil. That was from the fruits that Eretz Yisrael became famous for. And the Torah is compared to this oil. Ma shemen azet chilosei mar v'seifa mosuk. Now, it's strange, because where does this oil come from? This oil was used for many things, but also for making the best perfumes. Where does it come from? It comes from the olive. Mimona says there's nothing more bitter than the olive, than the olive within its, when it's raw. Ma ha-shemen hazeh, t'chilose mar v'seifa mosuk. This oil, that in its beginning it's so bitter, but with the proper refinement and cultivation, it becomes the finest perfumes. Kach hein divrei Torah. oder mit Stara behen betchila ve eise behen achris tova. Shnema vohe reishis cho mitzor. So is it with Torah. One starts to learn Torah, it's very difficult. Very difficult. He has to learn and he has to labor. And there's not too much joy in it. But the more he cultivates it in himself, the more he refines it, it becomes eventually that shemen. Another, ma shemen azeh chaim le'olam av divrei Torah chaim le'olam. Another reason why it's compared to oil, to the finest oils, because oil gives life to the world. I don't know exactly what is meant that oil gives life to the world. But this is what it says, just like the oil gives life to the world, so does the Torah. Ma ha-shemen hazeh ora le'elam, af divrei Torah ora le'elam. The Gemara says that there are three great uses that we have from the oil, preferably the olive oil. One is, it can be used for eating, put it on salads and other foods. Two is, it's the best oil for the skins, for the skin of a person. And three, it's the best light. Mona says that the best light comes from a lamp which is lit from shemen, from oil. Here it says that just like this oil gives light to the world, this is why the Torah is compared to oil, because it gives light to the world. Ma ha-shemen hazeh in yochel lisarev b'mashkin acherim, af Yisrael in yochel lisarev b'umas eilam. Oil will not mix. All other fluids basically will mix. But oil you cannot mix with other fluids. Always stays by itself. So is it with Yisrael. Yisrael shall not try to mix with the other nations. It never works. They are always successful by themselves. As it states, V'avdeleske min amim li osli, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have separated you to be my nation. Then, finally it states, Ma Hashem anaseh afilatonose neseh bekama mashkin unase elyon akulam. Another nature that's in the oil, that if you mix the oil with many other fluids, the oil will always flow to the top. And this is why the Torah is compared to oil, because the Torah was given to Israel. Israel identifies with the Torah. Kachin Israel elyonim al kol umes olam. Israel will eventually always come to the top, as it states, "Unasoncha Hashem elakecha elyon al kol goyei oretz." Then it brings our pasuk. When do we ultimately come to the top? That's im shema atishma b'kol Hashem elakecha. If we listen to the voice of Hashem and to His Torah, then He will bring us to become the highest nation of the world. Then we have a series of psukim in the brachos that state as follows. This is in Pasuk Gimel. Baruch atah bo'ir uvaruch atah basodeh. Blessed you are in the city and blessed you are in the field. Baruch pri vitnecha upri admosecha upri behemtecha. The fruit of the womb, the fruit of your land, and the fruit of your animals. Shkala fecha v'ashrei senecha. And that of your sheep and cattle, they will all be blessed. Baruch tanacha umishatecha. Blessed are your fruits, and mishatecha, this is other types of produce which is dry, Rashi brings. Baruch ato beva'echa uvaruch ato betzeisecha. Blessed are you when you come, in your coming, and blessed are you in your going. These psukim, there are a number of droshos. We'll mention one or two. The Gemara brings in Bab Metzia. Oh, In Bamasia Perakama Kabul Sode Daf Kupzain. Mora says, Hochi Omar Rav, this is what the Rav said. Baruch ata bi'ir, what does it mean, blessed are you in the city? She beis chosamok lebeis haknesses. A great brocha is if your home is near a beis haknesses, a shul. Baruch ata basode, blessed are you in the field, she nichosecha krevim le'ir. That your businesses should be near the city. You shouldn't have to travel a lot. Actually, we find that today in your big cities, and it's happening in Johannesburg too, where people are spending more times of their life in cars than they ever did before. One of the brachas are, is that your business will be close to your house, close to the city, close to where you are, so you don't have to travel back and forth so much. But this that Rav said, Baruch ata bi'ir, that what is the blessing that you will be blessed in the city, that your house will be near a beis haknesses, a shul? The Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. He says no. Da'adifa deleya beis haknesses amach lebeisai. He says it's better that the shul should not be near your house. Kidei she'eschar psiyais biyodei. In order that you should have to walk a long distance to the shul. And then, by walking a long distance to the shul, you will have extra reward for all the walking. And this is Rabbi Yechanan learned this. The Gemara says, where did Rabbi Yechanan learn this from? So the Gemara brings a Gemara in Masechta Seita. Gemara in Masechta Seita, Dav Chov Beis. Mara brings Amar Rabbi Yechanan Lemanda Yereschet Me Besula V'kibol Schar Me Almona. He says, I learned the fear of Hashem from a young maiden, a young girl, young unmarried girl, and I learned what it means, reward for mitzvahs, from an old widow. What was the case, he said? There was a young woman, unmarried, and very beautiful, extremely beautiful. And he heard her davening one day. And he could overhear her, and what was she davening? What was she saying? She says, Master of the universe, Barasa Gan Eden, or Barasa Gehenim. You have created Gan Eden and you have created Gehenim. Barasa Tzadikim and Barasa Rishoyim. You have created righteous people, you have created wicked people. Yehi Ratzin Bafanecha. She says, let it be your will before you that I will be from the righteous and will have Gan Eden and not from the wicked that will not have Gan Eden. That I will not cause people to sin. In other words, I will not cause with my beauty men to be tempted. This is what she was asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yechanan heard that. He says, this is a new dimension in the fear of Hashem. Generally, a woman is very beautiful. She's very happy she's very beautiful. She's very happy she's attractive. So she was saying, I'm very happy, I'm beautiful, but let it be your will that I will not be the temptation for anyone. Then he said, Kibul Schami Almona. And I excuse me and I learned what it means reward for mitzvahs from an old, this was from a young woman. This was from an old woman, old woman. Dahi Almona and Dehavya Bekinishta Mishivabusa. There was an old lady, and she had a shul right near her house. Called Yuma, have a osis of matzah be midrash Rabbi Yechanan. But still, every day, every morning, she would come to Rabbi Yechanan's Beis HaMidrash, which was far away, and daven there. Amar la biti. So he said, my daughter, lei beis haknesses b'shivosayich. Don't you have a shul in your own neighborhood? Why must you come so far? You're old. Why must you come so far to my Beis HaMidrash? Amar lei. So she said, Rebbe, v'lei schar p'siyas yeshli. He says, isn't there more reward for walking a long distance to shul? And therefore, she chose a shul further away, so she would walk a long distance to shul. So she would get the reward not only for davening, but for the traveling to the shul. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. He says, when it came to Yerushalayim, I learned that from that young lady. When it came to reward for mitzvahs, this I learned from this old lady. Now, actually, the source of this is a Mishnah. There's a question on this. And what's the question? The Maral Miprag asks it. The Gemara mentions in a number of places that if you walk along the Gemara brings, if you have a shul like here, one's close by and the other's further away, there could be a reason to go to the shul further away. Because, you see, that's what she did, and she said there's more reward. Schar p'siyash yesh. You get the reward not only for davening, but for the walking there. And the same thing with a Beis HaMidrash. Both with a shul and a Beis HaMidrash. If you're going to hear a shir, or you're going to learn. Now he asks the question. He says, we don't say this by old mitzvahs. A person has a sukkah in his own yard, and he's got a sukkah a couple of blocks away. We don't say he should go to that sukkah. We don't say that if he can buy a lulav and esrog here, he can buy a lulav and esrog at the other end of town, he should go to the other end of town. He says, we only find that here. We don't find it in other mitzvahs. So actually, there's a Mishnah Novus. The Mishnah Novus is in Perek Hay, Yud Dalet, some numbers are Yud Zayin. It says as follows. Arba Midois, the whole Chelebeis HaMedrash. There are four types of people that go to the Beis HaMedrash to learn. Holech Vein Aisa. There's one person who will go to the Beis HaMedrash, but he won't do anything there. Comes, the Rav will say a shir, but doesn't pay much attention to it. He goes. Schahalicha b'yodai. He gets reward for going. Aisa v'eina heilech. There's another person who will learn at home. Or maybe he'll daven at home. He won't go to shul. So he'll give reward for the mitzvah he's doing at home, for the davening and learning at home. But not the halicha, he's not going anywhere. Heilech ve'eisa, someone who goes and he'll learn and daven, chosid, that's a chosid. Lo holech ve'la'eisa, he doesn't go to shul at the Beis HaMidrash and he doesn't daven or learn at home, that's a rosho. So the Maral asks, what does it mean? The first one, he's heilech ve'eina eiser. He goes to shul and he does nothing there. Schar halicha b'yodai. He gets reward for going. What's he get reward for going for? He's doing nothing there. He's not learning there. He's not davening there. So what does he get reward for? So you see, he says that a shul or a Beis HaMidrash is different. I mean, if someone would go, he'd go to buy a lulav and esrog and doesn't buy it. Or he goes to a sukkah and doesn't sit in it. We see that by a shul or Beis HaMidrash, the actual going is a mitzvah. Besides the being there, the actual going. He gives a number of reasons. But one reason, which he doesn't give here, he gives in other places, is because the Shul, the Beis HaKnesses, and the Beis HaMedrash is the Beis Hashem. It's known as the Beis Hashem. It's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And states, the Gemara brings in Masechet Megillah, that now it's even more the Beis Hashem. What was the Beis Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Beis HaMikdosh. Zu Beis Sid. Hashem said, this was my home. But Gemara asks, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu do when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed? He says, I'll go with you. Golos HaShechina. You're living in Eretz Yisrael, I will leave Eretz Yisrael. And they asked, where will you live? He says, I will live in the Beis HaKnesses and in the Beis HaMedrash, where there's 10 people davening and where there's people learning. The Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, this is where I will live. That's why the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses is called Migdash Mi'at. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, small Beis HaMikdosh in the Golus. Beis HaMedrash is even more Kodesh than the Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses was a place which was just set aside only for davening. They didn't learn there. Beis HaMedrash was a place that was set aside for learning. The Beis HaMedrash is more Kodesh, because the Gemara says you cannot take a shul and make anything else out of it. It's all kind of problems and whatnot, unless it's more Kodesh, more holier than it was before. So you can make it into a Beis HaMedrash. But a Beis HaMedrash, you cannot make it into a Beis HaKnesses. What happens if you have a Beis HaMedrash where you daven also? Or what happens if you have a Beis HaKnesses, a shul where you learn also? Then it has both. Then it's both a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. Now, this is the house of Hashem. It's a mitzvah to go to the house of Hashem. Whether you learn there or whether you daven there is irrelevant. I mean, naturally you can't go there just to mess around, but just to sit there. That's why it's brought that if a person is not allowed to go into a shul or a Beis HaMedrash for his own physical benefit. The Mar brings, they were discussing Torah outside and it started to rain. So one said, let's go into the shul. He said, you're not allowed to. You can't go into the shul, just protect yourself from rain. So he says, no, we'll go in there to learn. We can learn better, we can learn well in the rain. Well, that's a different story, you see. Cannot use it. Then it's brought that you're not supposed to cut through, make it into a shortcut. What happens if you have to go through? It states then you should stop, sit down, either say nothing or say a posuk. She'af yeshiva behen mitzvihi. Just to sit is a mitzvah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael will come to visit his home, his house, that's a mitzvah. So this is one reason why the halicha is a mitzvah. Just to go in. But not so with other mitzvahs. With other mitzvahs, well, naturally, the more effort you put into it, the more you have from it. But on the other hand, I mean, you don't have to go look to make yourself more effort. But here, the actual going is a mitzvah. And this is, and therefore, the further you go, the greater the mitzvah when it comes to here. Because it shows how much a person is willing to go to. Go to the house of Hashem. It would be like someone is coming to visit his mother or father. Or someone is coming to visit his beloved. The greater the distance will walk, the greater distance he walks, the greater you see the bond between there and where he wants to go. Therefore, afalicha is in the mitzvah. That's one reason. There's another reason also the Maral brings. This he brings in Ovis. There's another reason why a person goes to shul. The Gemara brings that if a person has a shul in the neighborhood, or a Beis HaMedrash in the neighborhood, and he doesn't go into it, he's called a Shochein Ra. He's called a bad neighbor. He's called a Shochein Tov. He's a good neighbor. The reason why we go to a shul is because what is the difference, besides the difference we just said, what is the difference between a shul or you have a room in your office, you have a place in your office where you daven, or a place at home. The shul was set aside for the rabbim to come, for the people to come and daven together. That's what the shul is set aside for. You have a special study, or you have a special room in your office where people can come and daven, but that was not set aside for the tzibur, for the community to come and daven. So the Beis HaKnesses is a place which was set aside for the community to come and daven. And that's why it's known as Tefillah B'Tzibur. When you have the community together, 10 people is already considered a community by Israel. You have 10 people together, that's a community davening. That by Kodesh Baruch Hu is a different thing. The other is an individual. This is the community. And there's all myriads of halachos, different halachos, if it says yochid or tzibur. The same thing with learning. It's Eina Deima, the Gemara says that you can't compare the level when one learns privately or a shir is said by rabbim. A shir is said in the rabbim, or at least the rabbim, the tzibur, is learning, even if they're all learning on their own, they're learning together. That's a different level, and it creates a different schema. So therefore, when a person is going, he's going to the Beis HaKnesses to be mishtatev, to become part of the tzibur. And the tzibur is only there. And the same thing, he's going there to be mishtatev, to become part of the learning group. And the learning group is there. Therefore, the actual going is part of the whole process. And the further one goes, the greater the effort to bind himself with the tzibur. So that's why, that's what Rabbi Eichlin learned from this old lady. She could have davened at home, she could have davened next door, she had a shul. No. She says, if I come here, scharp siyas yesh, then I have the mitzvah of the whole going. And that's why it states here, Arba midas b'hochel lebeis hamedrash. There are four different types of people that go to the Beis HaMedrash, and the first one is a holech. He likes to go. He just sits there. Bein ha'isa. But still, schahalicho biyode. He gets reward for going. That's why when Rav said, Boruch Ato Be'ir, one of the great brachas that you can have in the city if you live near a shul, right by, close by, Rabbi Yechon said, no, that's not a brocha. If you live further away and you have to walk a long distance, that's a brocha. The Gemara also says in Bar Metzia, Boruch ato bi'ir she nechosecho mishuloshim. A brocha that a person will have is he will be able to divide his businesses, his assets. Like a third, if he's a farmer, a third will be in grain, and a third will be in olives, and a third will be in the vine, in grapes. And this is a brocha. Why? Because every once in a while there's not such a good year for one crop, but then the other crops will have a good year. Not a good year for the other crops, this crop will have a good year. The Gemara the Medrash Rabbah brings also on this posuk. It says, and the pasuk Boruch Ato Bevayecho uBoruch Ato Betzeisecho. Blessed is one coming in, and blessed is one going out. One drosha on that, is one that's very well known, and that is a person's coming into the a person's going out of the world should be like the person's coming into the world. He comes into the world without any hate, without any sin. He should go out of the world without any sin. But then the Gemara darshans something very interesting on Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is in Medrash Rabbah. In Medrash Rabbah Osches. Parsha Zayin Osches. Baruch ato beveyecho amar behru basimen namikra ze medabe bemeshe. This pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bivaacha ze Moshe bebiosei. When Moshe came into the world, bivyosei leolam. When Moshe came into the world, kirav rechekim. Moshe's influence was so great that we see that even before he had any das whatsoever, he had any intelligence or intellect whatsoever, kirav rechekim. He was already bringing people close to the Torah. Zu bicho baspare. Moshe's birth caused Bicho, the daughter of Parai. Parai was the greatest Rosha, the greatest evil person. His daughter, the princess, she ultimately was Magaya, converted, and became a very, very righteous Israelis. She married into the high ranks of Israel. What caused this? Moshe, his birth. Because when he was born, and his mother put him into the into the brush, she said, of the river, so Bacha came and she found him, and she adopted him. And this is what led to it. Baruch ato betzeisecho, ze Moshe biyetziose min olam. Blessed are you when you go out. When Moshe left the world, ki rav rechekim, he also brought people close. Zuzer Ruven. Before Moshe died, he blessed all of the sons, all of the tribes. And he blessed the tribe of Reuven by saying, Yechi Reuven val yomais. Reuven should live and not die. What does that mean? Reuven was the one that when his father Yaakov died, and Yaakov had chosen Rachel as his main wife, and Reuven was from Leah, the other. After Rachel died, Yaakov went, and he took the shifchot, he took the maidservant of Rachel to be his maid wife, his main wife. And this infuriated Reuven. He felt it should be his mother. So he interfered. And this was a great sin on his part because he shouldn't have interfered. And he was always afraid, because of this, he will not be counted amongst the Shvotim, amongst the 12 tribes. So Moshe, just before he dies, he gives a special bracha to Reuven, Yechi Reuven val yomos, that he should not die in this world and he should not die in the next world. He should be forgiven for the sin. See, we see that Moshe, from the very first being of Moshe till the end, he was busy bringing people close to Torah. We'll go to another pasuk. Yitzav Hashem itcho es habrocha. Actually, the pasuk before is a pasuk that we all wait for. Yitein Hashem es vecha akomim olecho nigovim lefonecho. Hashem will make it where your enemies that stand up against you, b'derech echod yitzu elecho, they will attack you from one direction, u'b'shiva drochim yanusa lefonecho. and they will disperse in seven different directions. In other words, they will be totally defeated. Yitzav Hashem itcho sabrocha ba'asomecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will command that the brocha should come to you ba'asomecho. U'b'chol mishlach yodecho. Now, ba'asomecho means otzrecho. That means in your storehouses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will command brocha in your storehouses, ubechol mishlach yodecha, and in whatever you set forth your hand in, uverach haboras asher Hashem lekach neisin loch, and He will bless the land which He will give you. The Gemara Masechta Brachos. No, excuse me. The Gemara in Bamatzia. Gemara brings in Perek Hamafkid Daf Mem Beis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. No, excuse me. Yeah. Ein habrocha metzuya ela bedover ham somri mina ein. If a person wants brocha, then he has to keep what he has concealed. Shenema yitzav Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yitzav Hashem itcho es habrocha basomecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will command His bracha to take effect in your asomecha, which means storehouses, but it also means in the concealed places. In other words, if a person wants bracha, it'll take place in concealed places. He shouldn't be too high profile. He has to be low profile. Tana Rabbana Nahelech Lomud Es Greinai Emi Yiratzim Afanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishlach Bracha B'mas Yodeinu. The rabbis taught, when someone is going to measure up what the crop was, so he should say a tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be the will of the Almighty that He should send the bracha in the work of my hands. Hiskel Lomud, once he starts to measure, he should say, Baruch HaShaleach Bracha B'Kriyazeh, blessed is the one who sends a bracha into this crop. Modad, once he's totally measured everything, va'achakach birach, and then he made a brocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a brocha, harezet tefillah shov. Now, this tefillah won't help. Lefi she'ina brocha metzuyeh le bedover ha'shokul, ve'le bedover ha'modud, ve'le bedover ha'monui. Because in everything that has clear limitations, if it's, you already know its weight, you already know its measure, you know everything about it. So therefore, it's already totally begolui, it's already clear and revealed. Bracha will not take effect. But only on something which is concealed from the eye. And it brings our source from this pasuk. Why is it? Actually, I've said over this story a number of times. There was once many, many years ago, there was a young entrepreneur, and he here in South Africa went right to the top, right to the top. And you couldn't open a newspaper business section without reading about his conquests. Everybody was amazed because he was very young. And he was taking over all the old captains. Then, there was a few reversals. Market started to crash. He went all the way down. In fact, there was a magazine, I remember, that had a business magazine that had a front cover picture of him falling from a skyscraper. After that, he was Jewish fellow. After that, for a year or two, I never saw his name appear anywhere. Never saw his name appear. ultimately became again a multi-millionaire. But I never saw, even till today, 20, 30 years, name appear. One day I met a fella, and we start talking, and I asked him, what do you do? So he says, he's an economic historian. So I said, what's that? He says he writes history on economics, or he writes history on economical giants and so forth and so on. That's what he does. So I asked him the question, I mentioned this fellow, and I says, well, what's happened to him? I never see his name mentioned anywhere. So he says, I'll ask you something. Who are the three wealthiest entrepreneurs, wealthiest people in South Africa? So we thought a little. We came up, one was Harry Oppenheimer. Another was Rupert. And the other, I think we mentioned, was, what's his name, from Liberty Life? Donald Gordon. So he says, I'll ask you a question. He says, did you ever see an interview of theirs in the newspaper? So I stopped to think. I says, no. And then Harry Oppenheimer should give an interview in the newspaper. Can't remember it. The same thing with the other two. He says, any hardened businessman knows. He says, you want to be successful, you keep quiet. He says, this was the mistake that fella made, but now he's learned it. He's having a lot of success, but he's keeping quiet. But this is the Gemara. Gemara says, Ein habrocha metzuya el ha'dover ha'somoy min ha'ayin. You want brocha? Don't be too high profile. And what is the reason for this? There's a lot of deep reasons, but one reason that the Maral gives, where does bracha come from? Where is the source of bracha? We see the gilui of bracha. We see the manifestation of it. Manifestation is the growth. But where did it come from? Well, you take water. Where does your water come from? Your springs. We see the water. We see the strong springs, but where are they coming from? They're coming from deep down where you can't even find it. You can't even see it. You have to go deep sea diving to find it where it's coming from. It's coming from the mountains. The manifestation of bracha is revealed in this world. But the source of bracha comes from hidden sources. It comes from the most hidden sources because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha. It's interesting that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented himself to the people, he presented himself with an Aleph. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Aleph is known as a silent letter because when it falls in the middle of the word, many times it's not pronounced at all. Also, Aleph has no numerical value. Every letter has a numerical value also. Aleph has no numerical value. It's a single. Because when you come to the source is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed from the world. And he's only one. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world with a base. Bereishis Bara Elokim. In the beginning. The creation was not the bracha. The creation was the manifestation of the bracha. The revelation of the bracha in this world. Let there be light, let there be growth, let there be this. The source comes from a concealed place, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis is the letter, the Medrash says, why did he choose Beis? Because Beis, Brocha starts with Beis. But why does Brocha start with Beis? Beis is the first letter in the alphabet that has a growth to it. Aleph represents just one, Beis already represents growth. Everyone grows. We see people grow. But where is that power coming from? That's concealed. So if a person is mispalel, he wants brocha, it's got to come from the concealed sources. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's much better if it's concealed. Not high publicity. High-powered publicity. Now, One final point. That's on this posuk. Posuk Yud Beis. Yiftach Hashem lecha es etzore hatov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open for you his treasure houses of good, of goodness. Es hashamayim laseis metar atzecho be'itoi. The heavens to give rain for your earth in its proper times. Ulevarech is kol ma'isi yodecho, and to bless all of the works of your hands. Vilvisu goyim rabim v'ato le'silver. You'll have so much that all the nations of the world will come to borrow from you, and you won't have to borrow. Can you imagine America going to Israel to ask for a loan? That's what it says. Now, President Bush negotiating a loan with one of the prime ministers of Israel. Now, firstly, the Gemara, the Medrash, goes to great length. What does it mean, rain? You know, we take rain too much for granted. The Medrash brings first, the Medrash brings, this is in Vav, Parsha Zayin Vav, Yiftach. Kodesh Baruch Hu should, Yiftach means to open up, to unlock. Omer B'Yenison, Gimel Mavtoches B'Yodei Shela Kodesh Baruch Hu Ve'in Birya Sheletes Alehan Le'malach V'Le'Sorof. Everything our Kodesh Baruch Hu can give out to his angels to take care for him. But there's three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give over to anyone. Not to a malach, an angel, not to a soraf. He keeps himself. Three keys. Ve'elu hein, mafteach shel tchiyas hameisim. When it comes to the reliving of the dead. Mafteach shel HaKadosh. When it comes to the giving of birth that a woman should conceive. Umafteach shel kshomim. And when it comes to the rains, the Gemara brings a pasuk on each one of these. Gedola yerides kishamim. The Gemara says, so great is it when the rains come. Shkula ketchias amesim. It's as great a miracle as the resurrection of the dead. I mean, can you imagine the rains come and they fertilize the entire earth? And they bring panosha, they bring food to billions of people. Notwithstanding the billions upon billions of living creatures on the earth and in the sea. Moses says it's as great as a miracle as the resurrection of the dead. And leficha kavua b'tchias hameshim shishkula kenegdo. That's why when we speak of the mashiva ruach hameir nagoshem in the Shemayin Esrei, we speak of the great powers of the rains, that's the bracha in which we say Mechayim Esim. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life to the dead. Then the Gemara brings that amongst the great miracles of the rains, which we do not even realize, we all know we need rain. We know that it fertilizes, it gives life to the earth. We don't know the whole extent, because we're talking about an entire world, world population. But there's miracles that we are not even aware of. For example, Rei kama godl yiridas kshomim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel, one of the great Tanoim, sages, Mishoshi yireis hakshomim, yodim, when he would see it rain, hayim avorech, yispoer, vizgadl, vizborak shmai shel mishom avahilayim. He will make a bracha. Let the name of the one who has created the world be blessed and be great and be beautiful. Why? He says, because how many raindrops come down in a storm? Elef alofim veribe revoves. Thousands of thousands and ten thousands of ten thousands raindrops come down in a storm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a malach, he has an angel that's a guardian of each raindrop. And how far is it from the earth to where the rains are coming from? So it brings, it's a distance of 500 years. Someone would walk, it would take him 500 years. Now, all thousands and tens of thousands of raindrops are coming down together. A distance of 500 years it would take someone to walk. And not one drop becomes mixed up with another drop. They all remain in their individual track. How's that possible? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an angel directing each drop, directing traffic. What does it mean, an angel? It could mean, because the Medrash says the Vilna Gaon brings it, but it's a Medrash, that why do we need so many stars for? You see, we don't know how many stars there are. We used to think there was a certain amount, and more, and more, and more, and the more advanced science becomes, the more we see. Today we see there are hundreds of billions upon billions of galaxies that have hundreds of billions of stars. What do we need so many stars for? So the Medrash says, because it states every blade of grass, there's an angel in charge of it. And the Medrash says that's each star. So it could be the same thing, it's a star. That each star might be in charge of a raindrop. But at any rate, we see that this is traveling all that distance, and each drop remains on its own. If it didn't remain on its own, if you had a log jam up there, it would come down in sheets of water. Just solid sheets of water. It never happens. So he says, this is one of the miracles we don't even realize. Now, the Medrash says something further. It says, Blessed Ben Yaakov said, Bishoshak Shomim Yodin, when it rains, we all know it's a brocha. Why is it a brocha? Because it's good for the farmers. If it's good for the farmers, why is it good for us? Because if it's not good for the farmers, we won't have any food to buy. That's more than that. Blezer ben Yaakov says that at the time it rains, af masa umaten misborach. It brings a brocha not only to the farms, to the grains. It brings a brocha to the economy, not because of the spin-off. It brings an actual brocha to the marketplace, to the economy, to the stock exchange. Af hadogim misborachim. And even the fish have bracha. Omer Rabbeinu, Maisa Shetofsu Dagechot Ba'aku. Case once happened where they caught a big fish in Aku. Achele Yoderevi, and it was before the rain set in. Vayushamin, I say, Gimel Meas Litrin. And they assessed it at a certain little fetch. I don't know if it's referring to that they assessed it at a certain weight or they assessed it at a certain value. But when it came down to brass tacks, it was far short of that. Very much short. 30% short. They couldn't understand it. Omer lehen zoki necha, there was an elder there, and he said, Ilu yoda revio he might seen by Yesa. If the rains had already set in, then the fish would have been bigger. Another time, they caught a big fish, and already the rains had set in, and they assessed it at a certain weight or a certain value, and it came up Motzei Beis, they came up to be far greater. We see even the fish are blessed. Now, why is this? So because it says, if you look at the pasuk that we just learned, this is the pasuk in Yud Beis. Yiftach Hashem locha seitzerato, v'sashomayim l'seis matar tzachabitoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up his treasure houses of goodness of the heavens to give you rain in its proper time. Then it states, ulevorech eis kol ma'ase yodecha, and to bless all of the works of your hands. So we see that when Hashem opens up to bring in the rains, it brings a bracha not only to the rains, but it brings a bracha to all of the works of your hands. And then it says, and you'll have so much, you'll be able to lend all of the nations in the world. Why is it like this? There could be a simple reason. Because Hashem is opening up his treasure houses. Once he opens up his treasure houses for the rains, who knows what else can come. So therefore, all of these brachas come. These are some of the brachas which are mentioned here. And we'll just finish the psukim. Unsoncha Hashem l'reish v'leilazonim. This is in Yud Gimel. You will be at the head of the nations and not at the tail of the nations. V'yisarak l'mala v'leisi l'mota. You'll be only on top and not at the bottom. Ki sishma el mitzvis Hashem elakecha asher neichem etzavcha yom lishma v'laseis. When you will listen. This is, goes back to the beginning. You will listen and study the mitzvahs of Hashem, which I have commanded you to guard and to do. And you will not turn away from everything that I am commanding you today, Moshe is saying, to the right or to the left, to go and serve gods of others. These are the brachas which we began with. That if you will surely listen to the voice of Hashem, then I will bring you all of these brachas. We should all merit that we should see these brachas speedily in our days.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.